Ithaca presents
American Rapture by C.J. Lead. Read for you by Monica Plant. To the librarians, the animal rescuers, every last rebel. And to my chupacabra, forever and ever. These precious things, let them bleed. Let them wash away. Tori Amos. You know how us Catholic girls can be. Alanis Morissette. How to recognize the last moments before the world ends. You won't. Emergency broadcast. My entire life I have been told what happens to those who sin. The wicked ones who turn from God's light. The ones who question, who seek forbidden knowledge, who bend to temptation, disobey. I have always known the consequences for being a girl like me. Emergency broadcast. But this? Emergency broadcast. Clothing torn, tears streaming down my face. I drive away from the only life I've ever known. Covered, dripping, so much blood. I tighten my grip on the wheel. Just for a moment, I close my eyes and pray. How to recount the end of the world. Don't spare any details, no matter what the cost. Back up and start from the beginning. Silent symphonies. Birdsong outside my window. Bright Midwestern morning. Fresh sun, clear air. Birdsong outside. And silence inside. Dust specks floating, settling, gathering on stuffed animals, crucifixes, Bibles, in the corners of the wooden built-ins my father designed, paintings of Jesus, of Mary, in their wooden frames, beige curtains, beige carpet, silence in my room. The window before me is sealed shut. Sealed because I opened it the night my brother was taken from our home. The night my world went silent. 5 years ago today. I can feel the season's change is almost here, but I do not yet know it holds the beginning of the end. I do not yet know anything except the inside of this room and the screams of my brother that live in me forever. Downstairs, bacon sizzles in a pan. My mother calls my name. I pull on my plaid pleated skirt, collared shirt, and sweater. The birds outside have flown away. In the hall, I press my palm to Noah's closed door. The framed painting of Jesus beside it, one of so many in the house. I picture my brother sitting on his bed in the low lamplight. The last good moments, ones that replay all the time. Our birthday was coming. We were almost 12, and I had snuck into his room, afraid. Like I always was. I never could have known what my being there would do. That these precious moments would become our last together. We were both homeschooled and took classes at church. But Noah was smart, years ahead in math and science. Her mother perpetually embarrassed by it. She said it wasn't godly to indulge in such vanity. Said it was dangerous. But when we were much younger, a man in our congregation had seen Noah scribbling and asked him about it. A math teacher. He ran a summer camp at his farm where kids went to tend animals. Because he was in our church, our parents let Noah go. He went every summer. And they had no idea that while the other boys were baling hay and milking, he sat in the kitchen scribbling numbers and learning about the world. I was envious, so envious of it. While I was left at home, Noah knew things that I didn't, had experiences I didn't have, but in every other way, we were equals. We were everything to each other, always. And he always came back and shared with me all the things he'd learned. Noah across the bed from me, a worksheet in front of him. "What are you working on?" I said. "This science project. There's a contest and the winner gets to go to the Dells." He shrugged. Maybe this could be our way in. We read about the Dells in a brochure that someone left.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?